This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Christmas has a sound, and when Hugh Sheridan is involved, it suddenly feels bigger, warmer, and a little bit cheeky. His brand new album, The Merriest, has just landed, and it already feels like it could replace Mariah Carey. But what makes a Christmas album feel magical? And what happens when someone who has lived, breathed, and performed music their whole life tries to bottle the chaos, joy, and the heart of the season? Well, Hugh Sheridan, welcome to Drive.
Thank you so much. What an intro. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, when you think of Christmas, tell us about your Christmas growing up. What's the moment that makes you laugh now, but probably as a kid felt strange?
My goodness. So many things. I've always loved Christmas. Mm. I loved decorating the tree, and I'm part of that, I think, is also the soundtrack that, you know, that your parents listened to while you were doing decorations and getting ready. I mean, I grew up in Adelaide, where we have the fabulous Adelaide Christmas pageant, which is still a very iconic parade that they have, that I guess lots of people and lots of your listeners around the country probably don't know about, but it's really, really magnificent. So it's sort of this big sort of celebration where Santa comes to town, and that's in November. And it's sort of the magic starts there, and you know that you're in for a treat. You know you're going to see your family. You know you're going to get some gifts, and that the big day is coming. And I think the lead up to that is so special. And so I guess that's probably why I finally made a Christmas album, because I realized that that's something that I wanted my nieces and nephews to be able to share as children, and then be able to play it for their kids or whatever when they grow up as well. So hopefully the album will live on.
I'm sure it will. You just reminded me of when I was a kid, you know, the Christmas songs would be playing on a cassette tape, and it would chew up every year. My grandmother's cassette tape player wasn't the best. So obviously we won't hear that with your album. Tell us how it came about.
Well, I mean, it had always been something that I've been interested in doing, but I think approaching a Christmas album is very difficult. And I'm not going to name names, but there's lots of performers, I think, that just throw out a Christmas album. You know, it's sort of one of those things that everyone sort of does, because usually they've got a record company or a label behind them, and they say, you know, can you do a Christmas album? I remember, I think the first time I was asked to do a Christmas album was back when I was signed with Sony, and I was only a young fellow then. And they were just like, oh, well, we'll do a Christmas album. And it's sort of like ticking the box. And they know that it makes sales. Well, back in those days, it probably made a lot more because it was physical CD and we didn't have streaming and all that sort of thing. But it was a tick the box sort of thing. But if you look at the great Christmas albums of over the centuries, they're ones that have a lot more thought put into them. And that's certainly what I approached this album, The Merriest, with. That I wanted to find songs that weren't necessarily the most common. I wanted to find songs that matched Australian Christmas, as in they didn't talk about it being freezing outside and all that sort of thing. And I also tried to go for songs, for the most part, that were slightly more inclusive and were more about holidays, so that they didn't sort of block out other religions and things, because, as you know, there's a lot of religious festivities that happen at the same time of year, but so many songs are just about Christmas and Santa Claus. I mean, there's a little bit in there because you can't avoid it, and I do love saying Merry Christmas, but I think it's nice to be able to have an album that is more like Happy Holidays, so, and The Merriest and things like that. So I agree, and just wishing everyone good fun.
I feel like some of the albums that come out, and yours doesn't sound like this at all, they're almost cookie cut in terms of, they sound the same.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's so much love, I think, that you need to bring forward, and you need to have that joy. And I really, really felt that when it came to recording the vocals, and I it just flowed out. Even the producer, he said, "God, this sounds great." And it was, I think there was such a build up to that day. And then when I went to sing it, I was just so happy and I was having so much joy. And, you know, and there's quite variations. I even do a cover of Paul Kelly's How to Make the Gravy in there. And that one sort of, I guess, it's a sad song. And in my rendition, I tried to capture that a little bit more than his version, just about the reality of the fact that a lot of people do spend Christmas behind bars and what that means, but still there's so much love and also being separated from people at Christmas. I think that song has a lot of heart and soul, so hopefully people who are Paul Kelly fans will appreciate my cover of the song.
We're chatting with Hugh Sheridan about his brand new Christmas album, The Merriest, and the spark behind his love of the festive season. Hugh, now you've worked with these musicians for a long time. When you got into the studio together to record the Christmas album, what was it like? What surprised you about how the album took shape?
Well, I mean, one of the joys of working with the same musicians over decades is that you really understand each other. And actually, not to harp on about How to Make the Gravy, but that's a perfect example, because at that point I hadn't written my new Christmas song. I was trying to find some things that were authentically Australian. And I remembered growing up, I loved the six white boomers, snow white boomers, racing Santa Claus. But it was written by Rolf Harris. And I thought, well, we can't really probably use Rolf Harris's Christmas song on my album. And then, so I was looking for another Australian Christmas song. And I found that all of them are a bit like, Santa's on the beach and it's 37 degrees and he's wearing board shorts, and they're all just a bit dumb. And I thought, well, I'm going to have to write one probably. But the one that stood out that was good was Paul Kelly's How to Make the Gravy. And I thought, well, I wouldn't want to touch that song usually because it's so perfect. And so we were in the studio and I said, let me just record it. I said, we won't put it on the album if I write a new one. And they said, well, how do you want to do it? And I said, let's try it in this style. Let's try like a Herbie Hancock sort of thing. Let's just see what happens. And that song, like literally, you know, we made up the style of it that had no arrangement. They just felt it. And in the end, it was so beautiful that I thought, even after I wrote my new Christmas song for Australia, I thought, I'm going to put that on anyway, because it's just stunning and I was so proud of the musicians.
Now, let's talk about your original song, Loco Navidad, taps into that chaotic Aussie family energy.
Yeah.
Tell us about that song. I mean, I love it.
It was definitely the hardest song I've ever written in my life, because I thought, okay, so I'm going to write a Christmas song, but I thought I want it to be a realistic Christmas song. And there's, I mean, Loco Navidad just means crazy Christmas. And, but I thought crazy Christmas sounds like one of those songs like the Santa's on the beach sort of thing. I was also going to call it Who's Going to Ruin This Christmas? But again, I thought that the title's too silly. But, I went in thinking, how do I write a song when it's Christmas time and there's so many people at war? And there's so many people suffering in the world. And also there's so many people that just dread Christmas as well, because they're going to get together with their families and they don't see them much. And there's, you know, every family's got its differences. And it can be a very emotional time of year. Australians drink a lot and then, you know, that people have fights or someone's going to ruin it. And so I had all, and then I didn't want to write a song about, you know, so-and-so ruined it last year and so-and-so, because I thought that's just getting silly. And I thought, this is the first Christmas song I've ever written. It has to be catchy. How do I get all of that emotion into this one song? So I actually spent about probably 4 or 5 months thinking about it, writing down different ideas, trying to find a way to celebrate Christmas, celebrate the chaos in the family, and celebrate the idea of realizing how lucky we are to live in Australia, to have opportunities, to not be at war, to not have that fear, but really appreciate it and come from a place of gratitude. And what I came up with was that song. And I think it works really, really well. And it was, again, it was just, I sat down, I had an idea with this. If you listen to the album, there's this wonderful vibraphone player on it. And his name's Solomon Young. And he's a young guy and just one of those guys that can just pick up any musician and play pretty much.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I'd never met him before until we were recording, because vibes is not an instrument that I usually use in shows. And I asked around and they said, oh, we've got a guy. He's sensational. And I said, would you like to try writing a song with me? And it was just, I had this feeling. And so I came back to Adelaide and sat down with him, and we just wrote the song. It just came out. So it was brilliant. It was just one of those kismet moments.
Hugh Sheridan, the album is fantastic. I love the song. We're going to play it now. Congratulations on the album. I reckon.
Thank you so much.
We've had so many Christmas songs released, but you know what? They all sound the same. This one sounds different. So, and thank you so much for sharing it on Drive too.
Thank you so much. And big love. I'm in Sydney at the moment visiting my friend Danny Roche, who I believe has been on your station, a wonderful gold medalist Olympian. And I just said to her, I've just got to duck down. The kids are in the pool and I was watching them, and I said, can you watch the kids while I do this Joy FM thing so they're not screaming in the background? And so I thought I'd say a big hello and Merry Christmas from Danny and family here.
Thank you so much, Hugh Sheridan. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for all your support.
Thank you. That was Hugh Sheridan and his brand new Christmas album, The Merriest. It's out now on all streaming platforms. It's packed with warmth, as you heard. Also nostalgia and a bit of that Sheridan sparkle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.